Listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. This 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by American Air HVAC, which knows that every home has a different comfort need. With Wi-Fi systems, American Air HVAC can offer off-site troubleshooting and system monitoring. For a better, dependable product and service, call our friends at American Air HVAC, 423-238-6848, or you can visit them online at AmericanAirHVAC.com. The ACDC Thunderstruck means that, yes, it is our weekly visit with UTC basketball coach Matt McCall. The Mocs improved to 22-3 last night with a 72-66 overtime thriller at Mercer. And, coaches, we bring you on this week. We thank you, as always, for joining us. I'm curious, you're a coach. You do a lot of the teaching. But how much did your veteran players teach you about the environment you'd be walking in last night? Because last year, I know Will Wade had won about five in a row and went down to Mercer, and that was an ambush early. UTC recovered and made it close, but I remember Mercer jumped all over UTC last year early on, and that atmosphere was really loud. What did you know about that going in?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you see it on film, you know, when they're playing games there. I thought that the game that they played at home against Wofford was just such a high-level game. Another game that actually went into overtime down at their place that they ended up winning. So you can see it, and you know, you hear about it. I remember two or three years ago before they entered the Southern Conference, them playing Florida Gulf Coast and watching that game in the Atlantic Sun Conference, you know, for an opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. I think the game was at Mercer, actually, and Florida Gulf Coast ended up winning. We actually ended up playing them in the Sweet 16 that year, but just been you know, an unbelievable environment. Really proud of how our guys handled everything from the standpoint of, you know, we took a really big punch early and we got down 12-5 and they made a couple difficult shots and especially a couple difficult ones from the 3-point line. And I told our guys before the game, that's going to happen. You know, this is an emotional game. Obviously, they've had a very, very difficult week, and they're going to be playing inspired, and we need to be able to handle that first punch that's thrown and stick to the course and not get rattled and not have an expectation of how the game should go. Because I think when you start having expectations and you start, you know, getting yourself and thinking the game is supposed to go this way, you know, or a certain way, you can get yourself in trouble. And we just kept playing the game, whether we were up, we were down. We didn't get rattled. We just kept playing and then obviously, you know, found a way to win the game in the end.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember I went to UTC games at Big Mac where you couldn't even hear yourself think. I mean, I mentioned last year's game when the Mocs got down by 15. You brought up their early 12-5. When the place is going nuts, what is the toughest thing for you as a coach with that kind of noise as far as communication?
Well, I think the thing you got to realize, too, is, you know, on December 12th, we went into Dayton, which is arguably one of the best college basketball environments in the country.
Right.
You know, so we've been there before. And I told our guys that the night before the game because, you know, there was a lot of talk just about them being, you know, undefeated at home. And I said, guys, I want you to think about something for me right now. Dayton's record at home is 12-1. They're 12-1 at home right now. Okay. And their only loss is to us. So we've been in these types of environments before. And, you know, there's going to be runs in the game. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. But we just got to stick the course right now and not get rattled or affected by what the crowd's doing. And I think that Dayton game obviously prepared us a little bit for what we'd be walking into last night.
You're listening to UTC basketball coach Matt McCall here on Press Row on 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, any thoughts about retiring now that you're the all-time career winning percentage leader in college basketball history?
Oh, man, you know what? It was interesting. My mom was at the game last night. She drove up from Ocala, Florida, which was about a four-hour drive to Macon. And, you know, I had some other people. Brandon Bourne was sitting there behind the bench and, you know, a couple other guys. And I turned around at one point when it was getting really, really close down the end. I said, I should have been an attorney. What a heck of a way to make a living this is.
Well, that's just part of it now, and you're pretty good at it. The when you look at where you are and what is possible, RPI 36, how do you keep kind of the guys focused on what's in front of them as opposed to the background noise?
Well, I think, again, it just goes back to, you know, the process. And we got to get better, and we got to get better tomorrow for a difficult game on Thursday. And, you know, we're chasing something right now. We're chasing a championship. We're chasing a regular season championship. And everyone around the league is waiting on us to trip up. That's what they're doing. Okay? And they're waiting on us to trip up and not play great or not have the right focus one night or not handle our assignments defensively or not be engaged or think we're going to be okay just because of what our record is. And they're waiting on us to do that, and we can't. And we got to understand right now that every game is important. Every game is a one-game season, and every game matters. And they've had that focus, you know, pretty much every single game in conference play this year, and that needs to continue on Thursday night. Obviously, a difficult place to play, and we need to be focused on the right things and not be focused on, well, we beat them here, so we'll be okay. Because when you start thinking that way, you know, that's when you end up tripping up. And, you know, another way is, well, the game should be going this way, and it's not going this way right now, and I expected it to go this way. There's another way you could trip up. So we just got to continue to get better. That's got to be our focus, and our guys having a veteran team, that's obviously really helped for us being able to take the coaching and scouting, especially on quick turnarounds. I mean, you know, if you look at the last 5 days for us, I mean, we play Wofford, one of the best teams in the league, turn around on a one-day prep, play Furman, one of the best teams in the league, turn around on one-day prep, go on the road and play Mercer, one of the best teams in our league. I mean, that's a difficult stretch. You know, I've never been a part of a league where you play three games in 5 days in the middle of your conference season. That's unheard of. I saw Jim Boeheim on TV the other night complaining about, you know, they had a Saturday-Monday turnaround. I'm like, why is this guy complaining? He's going to jump on his private jet to get down to that game, too. You know, he's not having to play Thursday, Saturday, Monday, so... You know, it's a hard league. Got to really, really take a look at here because, you know, it's a lot to ask of these guys. But our guys haven't flinched 1 second. They've handled their business.
Coach, before we let you go, I mean, as a follow-up to that, 3 games in 5 days, 5 and 10. I mean, you guys have to go the extra 5 minutes last night to win. Have you sensed, I mean, it wouldn't seem so on the by your results, but have you sensed any fatigue at all with what your guys have had to go through?
No, you know, we played 9 guys last night. Which I thought was beneficial. I think we need to try to continue to do that. You know, I think at the end of this stretch here on Saturday, that'll be our 7th game in 14 days. I was talking to Coach Donovan last night on the bus ride home. I said, I feel like you. And he goes, no, you don't feel like me. We've played 52 already. Well, that's a good point. I don't feel like you. But, you know, just, you know, I think our guys are in a good place. Obviously, the coaching staff, we've been mindful of what we're doing and how much they're on their legs on the practice floor. And it's been a lot of mental work, no question about it. I really felt like our off week before the Stanford game helped us. We were able to tweak a couple things, especially on the defensive end of the floor, and make some strides. We need that again. We need that again before we play Stanford when we have that other week off to tweak on some things and continue to get better. So right now, again, it's about – you know, you don't get a lot of time to practice. It's all scouting. And our guys, again, with a veteran group, I think sometimes you have a really, really young team that makes it more difficult. But our guys being a veteran group were able to handle it.
I tell you what, I'm going to sneak one more in since you brought up Billy Donovan. How is he? I mean, they've been on a great run. I know they lost a tough one to Golden State the other night. But, I mean, they've been fantastic these last few weeks. Is he enjoying the NBA compared to his time in Gainesville?
I think he really is. You know, I think obviously it was an adjustment for him early. Especially having to leave his jacket on for the whole game. He's not a guy that likes to leave his jacket on in college. You get fined in the NBA if you take your jacket off. So I think that was arguably one of the biggest adjustments. But listen, he's having an opportunity to be around the people that are in the best at what they do. And I think that motivates him, that drives him. I think he's really, really enjoyed the relationships that he's been able to build with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and the rest of the team. The challenge every night of playing and coaching against the best coaches and players in the world, I think he really has enjoyed it. You know, he's always trying to keep me on my toes. And last night he was texting me, you know, the whole bus ride home, just about, you know, thoughts and what I need to be thinking here going forward. And just, he's such a terrific mentor for me. And I'm just, you know, blessed that, you know, he cares as much as he does. And I'll tell you one thing, he's the biggest Mach fan in Oklahoma City. There's no question about it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Coach, congratulations. 22 wins, more than anybody else in the country. 11-1 in the SoCon, Western Carolina Thursday night. Best of luck against the Catamounts, and thanks as always for joining us here on Press Row.
I appreciate you guys. Well, thanks for all your questions today too, buddy. You've been great.
He was spot on, Coach. He was dead on.
Didn't mess up once. Coach, thanks as always.
See you guys.
All right. Matt McCall, the Mighty Mochs head coach, 22-3. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is its number. Back with more Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.